Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of Command Prom Comedy. I am your host, Aaron, and I'm so glad to be back on this show. We want to let you know that this show is a part of the Courtyard Productions labeling now, or the Courtyard Media labeling. Sorry, not Courtyard Productions. Courtyard Media labeling. And we're so glad to be back with Command Prom Comedy. We've updated some of our old stuff, and we're refining the way that we do tech news. Because, man, I was listening to some of those earlier episodes, and those were interesting episodes, that is for sure. But we love them, we cherish them with all of our hearts, and we're so glad to be back online. Despite the COVID-19, which we're not going to get into in today's video too much, as it's kind of it's a very sensitive topic, we just want to let you know that we are doing the distancing, and so we'll still be running this podcast. We'll be running it for using social distancing, and we are having a good time, and we're all happy and healthy. So let's get on to the tech news, and we want to let you know about, we're going to be talking about lots of things. We're a little bit behind as far as tech news go. So like I said, we pull most of our news stories from other outlets like Verge and bring them and sum them up right into one easy, digestible 30-minute program, and that's what I enjoy. So I enjoy listing off all sorts of tech news, so let's get into it. This is something that definitely we're not going to talk a whole lot about, but it is an issue. Microsoft, with their Xbox Live platform, has experienced so many issues over the last couple of months. Xbox Live has experienced 3 different issues in the last month, and that is no fun for anyone, especially during this time of social distancing. With their servers being down for quite a while, gamers were unable to log in and play with other players online. PS Plus and Nintendo Switch Online had not seemingly had these issues, and so they are working towards that. Microsoft Surface users rejoice. The YouTube desktop is now a more touchscreen friendly environment. YouTube desktop, typically used on desktops, or in the case of how people like me who are Surface Pro users, are going to be really happy as YouTube has updated its desktop site to better support the Microsoft Surface line and the Windows tablet line of products. It has added tweaks to the three-dot menu and made icons larger and easier to use on a touchscreen, giving them a bigger tap interface. There is also other updates to there's also other gestures that it has added, such as swipe up to enter full screen or swipe down to turn it into a mini player, similar to how we have it on Android or iOS. Along these better improvements for touchscreen devices, the update also includes improvements to the watch history, which now tells you what you watched on a particular date or time, and does a better job of organizing the queue. Additionally, there is a move to top and move to bottom option, so you don't have to click, drag, and drop videos or move to the top or bottom playlist that have been seen in older versions of YouTube before removing them. So this is all great improvements for the Microsoft Surface Pro line and any Windows tablet lines and anything that doesn't natively support the YouTube app, and we're excited to see that. We're also really excited to see that internet service providers are helping out through this uncertain time. Xfinity by Comcast is supporting Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots for anyone to connect to get 20 megabit per second download speeds. Yes, there is not a time limit with Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots anymore. Your daily pass, your free daily pass, is not limited to 20 minutes of internet browsing. Xfinity has done this in the wake of the 2019 COVID-19 pandemic, and we are really glad that they added this feature. Spectrum Communications also has followed suit with their Spectrum and cable Wi-Fi networks that are all over the place. Everyone who has for Xfinity customers, for people who live in the Xfinity zone, it's going to be a little bit easier to find those because Xfinity has those networks turned on modems, as I know, because I am a Xfinity customer. But Spectrum will have at least some options for those customers who are looking for that in common places, but that might be a little bit harder to reach. Also, Cox Connect 2 Complete and Xfinity Internet Essentials, as well as, I forgot what the Spectrum option was called, are also bringing high-speed internet to students, families, and anyone else who needs to get online quickly, but just can't afford it and during this time. And I think that's great. I think that's awesome. Everyone needs to have internet right now, and it's more important than ever. Xfinity for actual internet customers like myself, paying customers, for Xfinity internet customers, paying customers within their Xfinity plan. All Xfinity connections will be data free, so you will not be charged for overcharges for data, and you'll be and bills and late fees will also be removed from your removed from your account and handled accordingly. So thank you so much to Comcast and all these internet service providers, AT&T, CenturyLink, and the others for keeping us connected during this time. We also like to say that the Samsung Galaxy Active Smartwatch is at $150 right now. This is a great price for the Galaxy Active Smartwatches, and it is the time to pick it up. Yes, for sure. Time to get it and pick it up. In other tech news, DoorDash will be cutting commissions by 50% for local restaurants through the end of May to help with this, as more people are using online delivery services. Facebook is adding a quiet mode that silences push notifications on mobile phones so that you won't hear ding every 5 seconds, which is a great feature for some of us. If you're like me and you work in the media field and you get Facebook messages from literally everyone, that's a great feature to wind down and pull back on times where it's just maybe not the greatest time to, where maybe it's just not the greatest time to have Facebook notifications going off. And Google is rebranding its online chat services for G Suite customers from Google Hangouts Chats to just Google Chats. This is an official change that was announced on April the 9th by Google. It looks like they're changing this to follow the alongside name of Google Meet, which was their original Google Meet. And this version should not be confused with the other version of chat for consumers, which is the RCS-based Google Chat Android Messaging Protocol, the Google Messages within the Google Messages app. Google has had a history with being oh so terrible with their chat platforms, and man, does it show. Boy, I remember when it was Google Wave. It went from Google Wave to Google Plus Hangouts to Google Hangouts to Google Allo to Google Duo and Allo, all the way up to what we have today, which is this weird mashup of RCS chat that only works on Pixel, Essential, and certain other stock Android phones. And customers like me, who have AT&T and Galaxy devices, aren't getting this Google Chat service. So I'm not really sure what Google's plan is. And now they're renaming their G Suite version of Google Chat of Google Hangouts Chat to Google Chat. That's insanely confusing. Hangouts Chat was just fine. Hangouts was looked at as more of a business platform in the last couple of years. I don't know why Google felt the need to change it yet again, but it's Google, and I feel like they're just determined to change that name every 5 seconds. For Microsoft Team users, we're all scoffing at Google, and we apologize for you who use Google. Man, that has got to be confusing. The Motorola Razr comes in gold now at one, start with the nice asking price of $1,499, the same price you could pay for a overpriced and underperformed MacBook Pro or a really decent Microsoft Surface device. I find that ridiculous. You're going to pay that much money for a smartphone, but what should I say, as I purchased a Galaxy Note 10 relatively close to its launch date, and, you know, I should probably be the one talking.
It looks like that Apple is letting you have the trying app functionality of instant apps on Google Play by allowing you to try them and not install them in the new iOS 14. This feature has been on Android for years, and it's yet another thing Google steals out of the book, but it sounds like something that where you can scan a QR code and you can download the use a test version of the application.
this is a good update for Apple users, and I'm sure they're very excited to have that. We're just saying Google kind of did that first. But however, it does not make, it does not really count that much. This is the funniest thing ever that I've found. Well, it's maybe not the funniest thing ever, no. But it's interesting for sure. Webcams, you know, that thing that you used to have back in 2006 that you were so enamored about. So you could get on MSN Messenger and talk to your friends all over the world with video calls. They are now becoming a little bit harder to find. And prices are going up, up, up to infinity and beyond. So if you're looking to get a webcam right now, I would hurry it up to a Best Buy, Amazon, or heck, even a Fry's Micro Center store to pick up your webcam now, because boy oh boy, with this online conferencing life, it's getting crazy. And while we're on the topic of online conferencing, Zoom Video Communications, which has been under fire during this time for all sorts of weird privacy concerns and just general shadiness. Zoom Video Communications has been caught under fire for allowing root access in the macOS version of the application. The macOS version seemingly bringing up prompts that the installer creates for a sudo installation recommendation. With a combination of with sudo login dialog box replication, which is an advanced way of saying user account control on the Mac. This is scary for Mac users as it is bypassing system security and vulnerabilities. The Windows application also had issues earlier the last couple of months, with the Zoom Video Communications application actually allowing attackers on the same Wi-Fi network as the computer or PC that you are using to get root access by having high-level kernel support inside of Windows, which is no good. So we really hope that you take things safely and maybe just don't use Zoom. We also has been noted that there are servers in China that Zoom will connect to you even if you are a United States user. It is a common thing that has been happening right now. Google Stadia is something that has not been talked about a whole lot and has truly been a laughing joke on the internet. Google Stadia sounds like it is going to be working to try and... it sounds like Google Stadia is allowing you to use extra controllers, and there are certain ways you can find out more. We'll make sure to link that in the description of this video. And last but not least, we want to talk about something that's also really exciting that is not pertaining to this episode. Wow, this isn't even 30 minutes long. Aaron should probably be looking at his time. Woo, excuse me there. Yes, so maybe not last but not least, since we're only at 13 minutes here, PDM Tech is back in store. If you're looking for technical support or technical assistance over the internet right now, PDM Tech is here to help you. We're offering free technical support to basically anyone who needs technical support, because we think it's important to keep your devices connected. To learn more, visit our website at www.pdmtech.org/learn more. PDM Tech, innovating tech for tomorrow. Oh man, but at least video games are going strong and going good. Animal Crossing was released by Nintendo a couple weeks before the stay-at-home procedures have been put in place, so that's really, really good with the Animal Crossing. I know at the beginning of this episode I've been talking about trying to avoid the topic of the COVID-19, and man, this is a lot more difficult than it seems. Basically, almost all the news stories that I know of or that has been going on and pertain to COVID-19, but it is still tech news, and we are still going to try and keep things positive. Google has also added support, I forgot, with the Hangouts chat thing. Google has also provided support for users who can record calls and have advanced Google Hangouts chat, or I guess Google Hangouts Meets, functionality with any of their account tiers, no matter if you have basic, enterprise, or whatever that other one is called. I'd forgotten. Microsoft is changing their name of their Office 365 suite that we use. Ironically, Microsoft is changing that to Microsoft 365 from Office 365. So at least that makes a little bit more sense. And it sounds like actually Google has extended that teleconferencing free access to September 30th. So, wow, I'm even really behind in my tech news. Anyways, with more people thinking about technology right now, it's amazing. We're still waiting on Microsoft's 20H1 update. I'm really excited for it. It's supposed to bring a lot of cool features, including something that macOS did actually before Microsoft did, and that is allowing support for cloud downloads of the operating system to your computer. So a cloud restore option, similar to how macOS has a cloud restore option. I can't wait to see when that update comes out, and I'm sure I'm going to be the first one to install it and try it out, because I'm really excited once it becomes available to the general public. Speaking on the topic of Microsoft, Microsoft has also updated its Xbox One dashboard for its Insider Preview, Fast Ring, and Insider Pre-Alpha users. They also call it something else, but I can't think of the name, with a new Xbox Guide. This is interesting in the wake that they are probably planning on launching their Xbox Series X console in a couple of months here. So that's really exciting to hear. And Movies Anywhere, that streaming service that lets you take your movies literally anywhere from Microsoft, Amazon Prime, Google Play Movies, and everything else, including Vudu and Xfinity, they just added Verizon Fios, is opening up Movies Anywhere Screen Pass lending feature that allows you to lend your content that you buy to your friend for viewing purposes. This is great, as we're all looking for great content to watch right now. And it has entered the closed beta. You can sign up online and to get access to this. You and your friend will have to sign up. You can share up to 3 movies per month, giving the recipient access to the movie for up to 14 days, and then the recipient has 72 hours to finish it once they start it. This is a great service. It offers people who buy movies the option to share movies really easily in the digital space. This is something that I really wish both Microsoft and Nintendo allowed me to do with my digital purchases. Microsoft xCloud Beta has opened registration to 11 European countries right now, and here at the Courtyard Media Studios for Command Prompt Comedy, we are waiting to get our Xbox xCloud, so hopefully Microsoft is listening to this, because we would really love to try it out and tell our tell our users how great of an experience it is. So we are still waiting on that, but it looks really great, and there's a lot of fun games that you get to play. So that's really a wrap. There's new stuff like Quibi, which is an online streaming service that has interesting shows. And, yeah, you know, there's not a whole lot else going on in the tech world this week. We're really glad that you're able to tune into the show and have a little bit of entertainment from me. Next week, we'll be adding in the classic cast of Michael and Matthew Davis to the show. We're going to really enjoy that, and we're really excited to have them back on the program again. We appreciate everything that our community has done. We really love your show, and we find it just great. We are also looking at all sorts of stuff. Xfinity has also added support for, Xfinity has added support for tile tracking, so as long as your dog or cat or whatever you tie your tile to walks past an Xfinity modem, it will send the location right away. So, yeah, we're really excited to be back on this show, and we are excited to be back here at the Courtyard Media Studios. If you're looking for a solution for your media, and whether that be recording or you just need some help with general media too, you can look towards Courtyard. This is a free service that we provide to anyone all the time, no matter what you're looking for, because we love producing shows here at Courtyard Media, and we want to see what you can do. Podcasting is a great way to get out there and talk about things, all the sorts of things that are super helpful to you. Mac users also rejoice. It sounds like Zoom has patched that fix that we were talking about earlier in the show. Man, I'm really behind in tech news. I apologize for the misinformation. That is not what the show is about. It is changing it every second. But they have fixed the macOS app. I have yet to hear if we actually have fixed the Windows application, but it's probably better that you use services like Microsoft Teams or Google Chat or Slack. There's a lot of great services out there. We know how important Zoom video communications is, and we really hope that Zoom actually cleans up their act a little bit and provides for people during this time. But also in general, I mean, if I were to use, I used Zoom back in the day with PDM Tech, and, you know, it was an okay video calling app. But, you know, if I would have known about these issues, you know, that changes my mind as a business customer and a business owner. I definitely know how that feels. For everyone. We're so glad what Xfinity is doing to help keep its customers connected during this time, and we really appreciate everything else that people are doing during this time to help make the world just that much better and take some stress off of some people. If you have any questions about the show, or you have any questions about, for example, that internet services, you know, feel free to ask me. You can send me an email at AaronBacklin@pdmtech.org, or you can send an email to the show at courtyardmedia@pdmtech.org. Those are some great places to get your questions answered about tech news. Or if you just like to email us because you have a news story that you'd like me to share with everyone on this show next Friday, then please send an email there throughout the week, and I will be making sure to look at those emails and check them out. We really appreciate that we're on the show again, and we appreciate everything that everyone is doing. I hope to be back out soon, and we all hope to be back out soon, and yeah, it's a great time to do the show. Keeps me company, keeps you company. I get to hear a bunch of great stories from you. This week, it's been pretty quiet in the tech space. What's funny is I actually exclaimed to myself because I don't have printer paper. We went through our last ream of printer paper and I forgot to stock up. So we'll see how this goes. Aaron may not be able to print these scripts for these, or print this information for these shows anymore. And that might become a dire situation. Don't worry, I can get printer paper anywhere, but just kind of funny that we ran out right now. So, oh, my tech complaint of the week, HP Instant Ink. Good gosh, we've had HP Instant Ink, that is our printer, we've been HP, and their 50-page limit is crazy. I think right now, I've had to print so much more than I have in the past couple of months, and because we don't get rollover pages, or at least I don't think we still get rollover pages, I have no idea. I guess I don't look too closely at our Instant Ink statements, but you know, we need more pages, and that's tough. That is really tough. I wish they let you take some pages, unused pages from the previous month, and roll them over into the next month. That would be really cool. And maybe they do offer that, and I just don't know. Please let me know if they do. That would be great. Man, I really wish this was a little bit more humorous than just jetting off tech news, but we'll be back next week with a more humorous show. Michael and Matthew bring such a great humor to the show that I certainly can't alone. But we hope you've enjoyed this program for today, and we'd like to remind you that PDM Tech is the joint company behind Courtyard Media. However, all views in the shows and all views have been expressed by me, only Aaron, and I am not paid or told to do and say stuff in this show, so we hope you really enjoyed, and if you like gaming news or you want to hear more about some Xbox Series X, PS5, or Nintendo Animal Crossing goodness, you can follow our other show, Game On, which I solely host myself, where we talk about game news. We're revamping that show too and bringing it under the Courtyard Media brand, and we're so excited to do so. So we appreciate your support. We hope you and your family stay happy and safe during this time, and tune into our show next week where we get to talk about all sorts of great things in tech, and we may actually get to hear some funny jokes. We're having a lot of funny tech stories with weird stuff happening in voice communications calls and all sorts of stuff as we move more and more to using technology. So we will probably have some great stuff happening next week. We are so glad to be back at Command Prompt Comedy, and we appreciate you listening with those awesome ears of yours. Thank you so much for listening.
Courtyard Media, innovating digital media solutions for you.